So for those of you who don't know me, my name is Dalvin, but more importantly, not who I am, but what I am. I'm just an ordinary saint. And Benjamin has once told me, like, no, don't say, you're just a saint, you're just an ordinary saint. But I'm just an ordinary saint. I don't have this great pronouns like Dalvin the Apostle or the Holy One or whatever you want to call it. I'm just a saint. So the next part I actually had prepared was to say, so I know I'm holding a mic, but I'm still just a saint. I have no mic, but next time I'm going to have one of those Britney Spears mics. Then I'm going to look cool. But yeah, so I know I'm just standing in front, but I'm just a saint. So if you would mind putting Romans 1 verse 7 up. So in the Bible, you never actually see what the definition of a saint is, but they get referred to what saints do in church quite often. So just one example where Paul writes, to all those in Rome who are loved by God and called to be saints, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Mm. So, what is a saint? If you look at the Greek meaning, that would be to be set apart or dedicated for God. So, how cool is that? We are set apart and dedicated for God. Every one of us, like at the back, at the front, at AV, everyone. Like, that's pretty cool. So yeah, once again, who am I? I am a husband to a beautiful wife. We have two cute cats. A house full of plants. I must admit, in our 3 years of marriage, I've probably watered the plants like twice. I try my best to have a healthy diet, but I love pizza. Mm-hmm. And every single time I feel like I'm getting a hang of life, I have to eat a Big Mac and I just can't get enough of McDonald's. So I'm an average eater. I get cravings for cookies at 9 in the evening. I can barely keep a cactus alive. So, I'm just an average, ordinary saint. So, yeah, can I just quickly pray for us and then I'll continue. Yeah, Lord, thank you just for being here today and thank you just for every single person here. And just soften everyone's hearts and make this fertile ground, Lord. Lord, make this message mean something to someone and that people will really leave here and learn something and have something to hold on to. Amen. Amen. So, yeah, if you're looking for a heading for this sermon, it's called The Saint's Compass. And if you want the tagline, seeking and obeying God. Mm. And that's so cool because both the words, I'll give a bit more detail, but it just pulls so nicely into what I want to share today. So the big question is, why did I put such a massive emphasis on just a saint? because we're all just saints, and I actually want to give our testimony. Most of you have actually heard it, but how we got to Potch. And that could have been anyone. We are the saints that the Lord moved, but it could have been anyone. So last year, 9 July to be exact, we were on a weekend away having the time of our lives. And I got this voice note from Leonard. You guys met him or saw him 2 weeks ago, a week ago. a week ago. And just dropping this bombshell like, hey, how do you feel about moving to Poch? It's like, there's a need. They just need a few couples or just an extra helping hand. And yeah, telling us there's this wonderful couple leading the church and yeah, just they need a bit of help. And we prayed about it, and about a month later, we flew to Poch to come and check this out. Our time here, we spent time with saints, we just looked at the town, and we just did a lot of praying. But when we landed in Poch, knocked on Enrico and Elise's door, that was the first time we met them, ever met them. Like, hello, we're staying at your place for a week. So, daunting. But just an awesome, awesome week. About 2.5 months after the first voice note, we were in Poch. We moved. That's really, really fast. So a month and a half from visiting Poch to calling ourselves Poch of Stroomer.
Come on.
So yeah, was the move logical? Not at all. So just our circumstances. I had a small business at that stage. It's still a small business, but barely a few months old. We were living in a house in Stellenbosch that we bought less than a year ago. My brother, Jutta's sister and her whole family, my extended family, everyone is in Stellenbosch. Like, everyone is Cape Town, Stellenbosch. Like, we had nothing in Poch and everything in Cape Town or Stellenbosch. So, when we told people, hey, we're moving to Poch, the first question is, what church are you leading? And I'm like, no, we're just saints. And we get this perplexed look like, so you're just going to be in the church? I'm like, yeah. And then usually the follow-up question is, so they're not paying you? And once again, we had to say no. But on the other hand, we got this awesome, awesome opportunity just to share the gospel with random people, because now we're telling people, hey, we're moving to Poch, and they're asking why, and I'm saying, the Lord, and everyone thinks we're crazy, but it's just an awesome opportunity to share the gospel. So, yeah, then I'm just going to try and pull a bit of scripture into this. So, if you could put up Exodus 13, verse 21 to 22. So, just for some context, what happened before this? Moses wrote this piece of scripture, and it's basically after the Israelites were in captivity or slavery for 400 years. God just performed the plague, and Pharaoh told the Israelites, go. At that stage, they were standing in a massive desert, completely free, but completely lost. So yeah, and then this is where the Lord says, and the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of cloud to lead them along the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light, that they might travel by day and by night. The pillar of cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night did not depart from them before the people. Yeah, so this is a very, very simple example of how the Lord led people. But I don't know about you guys. When I pray and I ask the Lord, Lord, can you give me an answer? I wouldn't have minded if he came to me and gave me like lightning bolts or fire and like, Lord, should I move at the end of this year? And he's just enlightening like, yes. Or should I pursue this girl? And you just get this fire strike against the wall and nothing afterwards, fine, but it was just so simple to hear the Lord. But the answer is, we don't have that. But we have a lot of other things that we can do. So, without fire or lightning, how can you be obedient and know what the Lord wants you to do? So there are two ways. Firstly, anchor yourself in the written word. And secondly, ask God through the Holy Spirit. So yeah, just another dad joke. Today we're going to delve into those. Yeah, so the first one, anchor yourself in written word. If you could put up Psalm 119, verse 105. So I'm just reading out the ESV most of the time. No, all the time. And the scripture says, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." So, the best and easiest way to know what the Lord wants to say to you is look what he's already said. It's his living word. I mean, it's literally God speaking to us and it's written down. So, the Bible reveals so many things to us. Gives us boundaries, like what's right or wrong. It shows us what is like good values to have and good character traits. Like if you look at the fruits of the Spirit, like to have patience and all those things. And then it just reveals God's character. I mean, God's word and God's character shall and will never, ever, ever change. It'll always be the same. So we can always revert back to scripture. Yeah, and then the most important thing is God never lies. Like he can't lie. I mean, so you can always trust the scripture. So to give an example, let's say it's May and the exams are coming up. You are really, really stressed about the exams, and someone comes to you and says, "I can give you the answers." And you really pray about it, like you've taken like a week or two, and you go to Enrico and you're like, "Hey Enrico, I've been praying and the Lord has given me a chance to get all the answers for the exam. Before the exam, someone can get it from the moderator. And I know it's cheating, but I know the Lord has given me consent because he knows how much I need this test to be a pass, to be an 80%, to be a something. Because I need to finish this year, or I need to get in for this or that." So like, God knows. Like, God knows I need this. But I can give you the answer right away. It's a no. It's a no. Like, if you pray about it and it's cheating, it's a no. So God's word will never contradict. Like, God's voice, or if you pray, will never contradict God's word. Mm-hmm. So,
amen.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, that's why I said it's my first time preaching. To give you an example of why you should always test it in the Bible as well, like God's word. I told you I'm going to bring the Bible because I just needed to do this at least once. Just a reminder, Satan uses the Bible as well. He refers to the Bible. He knows the Bible from the front to the back. But the most important thing is the Bible interprets the Bible. So like the Old Testament and the New Testament, like everything, it says the same thing. So when Satan uses scripture, there will always be something that contradicts it. But when it's scripture that's from the Lord, there will be another scripture to confirm it. So, yeah, that's the first way of actually speaking to the Lord and getting answers from the Lord. Like, if you really need to pray about something. Then, the second one is, tune into the Holy Spirit through prayer. So, we don't have this lightning bolt, the fire, but we're actually so much more blessed because we don't need a holy priest or a cleansing or anything to speak to the Lord. I mean, he's always with us. And how awesome is that? So, obedience. It's not a rule book. It's a relationship with the Lord. The Lord lives in every single one of us. So, you can ask the Lord directly. Lord, what do you want me to do? Who are you calling me to serve? Like, do you want me to move to Potch? Do you want me to continue with my studies? And we serve a faithful God, so he will give you an answer. So, it's not always that easy. When I just started working, I did not earn a lot of money. So to make ends meet was really, really challenging, and didn't have a lot of finances, so I borrowed my uncle's car. It was a Toyota Corolla, a huge blessing, but every time I switched it on and as I was driving, I just heard this sound, and every time that I turned, I just heard it, and it was like an animation, all the sounds that car made. But it was a blessing. I mean, I didn't have a car, and the Lord provided a car. But by the end of the time that I used my uncle's car, just before I could buy a car, I didn't hear a single sound coming out of that car. Not because it was fixed. I just didn't hear it anymore. Because I heard it all the time, and I didn't pay attention to it. So the same could be with scripture and the Lord's voice. If you're not tuned in to hearing the Lord's voice, you can just miss him. So that's really, really important. When you pray, just pause. So last week in Riku preached about praying in either a corporate setting or in private. And one of the things, or the few things that he mentioned was, leave your phone, go to a quiet place, like no distractions. So when you pray, just actually sit still, ask the Lord, and wait for a response. And then the second thing is, ask a brother or sister in Christ, a saint, ask a saint to pray for you. So, if you could put up James 5 verse 16. Okay, I'm putting up James 5 verse 16. Therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person has great power as it is working. We never have to carry the burdens of life alone. I mean, we sometimes feel like, if I just work hard enough, I can one day say I'm self-made or something like that. But we don't have to do this alone. It's important to go and seek the Lord yourself. Like, don't just rely on the elders every time you have a decision, because we have the Holy Spirit as well. But we can really go to our brothers and sisters in Christ to say, hey, what do you think about this? Hey, I'm really struggling with this. Can you pray with me? Can you? And if the person doesn't have an answer for you now, like, maybe they can come back to you in a week and say, hey, this is what the Lord has been telling me. So to bring these two together, the Spirit and the Word will never fight each other as well. So there will never ever be a contradiction between what the Word says and what the Lord has spoken to you in your heart. So just to give you an example, in John 16 verse 3, it says, Jesus says God's word is truth. And then, John 16 is Spirit of truth. So that means like the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth. And then in John 17 verse 17, it says, Jesus says God's word is truth. So it refers to the same truth. So keep that in mind. And it will never, ever contradict each other. If that's the case, then it automatically disqualifies what you are feeling in your heart, because scripture will never lie.
Yeah.
Okay, so those are the two ways to really seek the Lord. And it's so cool, we got two testimonies today of like people hearing or seeing or seeking the Lord and the Lord answering them. And I've never audibly heard the Lord's voice. It might be cool, but I think it might be really scary as well. So, yeah. So tonight, when you say amen, how do you start applying this? So, picture this. You're lying in bed tonight, brushed your teeth, pajamas on, and just before you decide to doom scroll, you put your phone down, and you ask the Lord, God, what do you have planned for me? What do you want me to do tomorrow? Lord, where are you in this? Lord, I'm struggling with this. Can you help me? And then actually go and look in scripture if there's not an answer. Like sometimes we don't need to be a rocket scientist to know the answer. But sometimes scripture has already given you an answer. But another example, if you're not sure, so when we decided to move to Poch. So, that what? Poch. Really, really far. Big decision. And we didn't get the lightning bolt. But we looked at scripture. And I can't actually remember the exact scripture, but just to give you an example, to taste it, if it's really from the Lord. In Isaiah 6 verse 8, it says, "And I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Then I said, here I am, send me." Like, so if you're wondering of something, like, "Your Lord, should I do this?" And you have peace about something, and you can see it in scripture, that's the Lord speaking to you. And we have so many testimonies of this. And you can ask so many other saints in church as well for testimonies. It's not just for the elite. Then, once again, I just want to remind you guys, the Holy Spirit is always with you guys. It's not just at night, or we can always ask the Lord. Yeah, so then in closing, the Israelites had this pillar of fire, but we have the Holy Spirit and we have scripture. We have the Holy Spirit living with us.